very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Gibbs Dube, broadcasting from Maryland. I think my host is with me right now, Marvelous Klanganawuye. I'm just trying to connect here. So tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are looking at various issues, including the situation in Zimbabwe. Here we're talking about, you know, the recent visit of the African National Congress envoys. That includes a lot of people. That is Lindiwe Zulu, IC Makashule, and several others. So they're trying to take care of the situation in Zimbabwe. Hopefully people are thinking that maybe they may manage to resolve the issues that are affecting the country. So now, before we proceed to that kind of discussion, I hope my co-host is around. So, yes, he is. So, Marvelous, there you are.
A very good evening and welcome to the program, everybody. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya. We are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where currently the Minister of Health has said that there are some cases that are in the country. We have 7,453 cases currently of positive cases of COVID-19, and we have 222 deaths in Zimbabwe. But we also have some good news where we have 5,635 people who have contracted COVID-19 and have managed to actually fight it and are living with the disease right now. So we'll be looking at some of those issues, including the recent visit by the ANC delegation to Zimbabwe. And we also saw the EFF, the opposition party, one of the opposition parties in South Africa, castigating what is going on in Zimbabwe. So we'll be looking at some of these issues and also talking to experts from the MDC Alliance, from ZANU-PF, the ruling party, on what they think, because we saw the ANC delegation meeting with only ZANU-PF officials. So that, those are some of the issues that we'll be looking at tonight on the program. And also we'll be looking at the worldwide figures of COVID-19 again.
Right now, there are about 7,453 people with COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. 5,635 of those people have actually recovered. 222 have actually died. I'll repeat that. 222 have actually died, according to the Ministry of Health. Then, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 28 million people that have contracted COVID-19 worldwide. And out of this number, 910,292 have actually died. In USA, Johns Hopkins University reports again that there are over 6.4 million people that have contracted the disease. And 191,803 have actually died. So,
About 5,635.
Emhlabeni wonke jikelele, 28 million people sebebanjwe COVID-19. Lokhu ke kubikwa Johns Hopkins University. Bese kusithi abadlula 910,000 sebebhubhile. Bese kubuya khona apha ke kwele Melika, umkhuhlane lo yamemethe okunye okumangalisayo. 6.39 abantu asebebanjwe COVID-19. So lapha ngathi ke, is 6.4 million. Bese kusithi 191,000 803 sebebhubhile. Kunjalo, Marvelous.
aiwa kuna wachangu kwa kupinda mchirungwa chedu tino kuchingamiza ine mufaro muswe chishanu kudai pano tine gango nasi tichange tuku tarifa zuri kuitika munyika panya ya yedambu zikore chirwere te COVID-19 chitarisa kuti pasi rose parizvino pane vanhu 28 million vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere che COVID-19 uyezve 909,000 vauda kutosvika kudaudzira pa 1 million pasi rose vabatwa nechirwere che COVID-19 izvi zviri kubva kuJohn Hopkins University imo muno muAmerica. Muno muAmerica tinoona dambudziko iri reCOVID-19 rabata vanhu 6.3 million muAmerica 191,000 vachiwanikwa ivo vachishava kudenda iri reCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kubuda kubva muno muZimbabwe tinoona bazi rezveutano vanotaura ivo pamusoro pemamiriro akaita zvino munyika panyaya yedenda irori reCOVID-19. Pari zvino munyika yeZimbabwe tinoona kuti pane vanhu vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 vanowanikwa ivo vachisvika pari zvino taakutosvika pamanumbers aye anosvika ivo kuma 7,000 asi regai tikuudzei kuti vakawanda sei uyezve tinoona kuti pari zvino pane vanhu 7,453 vabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 saka 7,453 vanhu vabatwa neCOVID-19 tichiona kuti pane vanhu 222 vawanikwa vachibatwa neCOVID-19 asi vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Tozoona zvakare kuti pane nhau yakanaka iri kubva kubazi rezveutano rvari kuti pane vanhu 5,635 vakabatwa neCOVID-19 vakawanikwa vachikunda denda iri. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tichitarisa. Tichitarisa zvakare pamusoro pezvematongerwo enyika tichitarisa kuti iro vhiki rino takaona nhumwa dzanga dziri kubva idzo kuANC kubato reANC dzichienda muZimbabwe. Tikaona nhumwa idzi dzichisangana nebato reZANU-PF zvakashorwa nevazhinji. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti bato reEFF rinopikisa muSouth Africa kaonawo vachishora zviri kuitika muZimbabwe pari zvino. Tikaona zvakare vebati vemapato akadai seMDC Alliance vemakereke nevamwewo mapato akazvimirira kana kuti masangano akazvimirira vachishora danho iri rekuti nhumwa idzi hadzina kukwanisa kunge dzichisangana nevamwe vachizeya. Takaona ZANU-PF ichitaura iyo kuti hapana mapisha pisha munyika yeZimbabwe vari kuti ivo there is no crisis in Zimbabwe asi vemapato anopikisa vachiti ivo muZimbabwe mune mapisha pisha vari kutaura nyaya yezviri kuitika pakumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu nezvimwewo. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano tichida kuonesana nenyanzvi dzinobva kumapato iwaya nedzimwewo dzichauya ipo pano vachitaura kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yezviri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti imo muno muAmerica nhasi America iri kurangarira zuva riye re9/11 apo takaona vanopurikidza mwero vachiuya vachikanda mabhambo munzvimbo yeNew York neiko kuno kuPentagon muno tikaona vanhu vachirasikirwa neupenyu hwakawanda. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti bato reMDC Alliance vari kuwanikwawo vachirangarira kutangwa kwebato ravo musi September 11 zvakare. Saka tine gango riratinaro ipo pano kuonesana kuitika munyika pari zvino.
Yes, marvelous. Before we go into our top topic, let's see what happened today. We see that Miriam Mushai, who was the Kwazana member of parliament representing MTCC Alliance, has been laid to rest. So now, Nelson Chamisa actually attended the funeral today. Here's what he said during the funeral procession.
Political parties are but convenient vehicles for articulating our interests in various places that now. Don't you Africa, you put on the opposition. Chaka the ruling party. That's wrong, semantics. Argo We are not in opposition, we are in alternative. Bariba was ruling their government. Damgabo was ruling what to Muga, Munaka, 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 because Majara Utimunu is ruler. We don't need rulers, we need leaders.
That is Mr. Nelson Chamisa addressing mourners, you know, at the funeral of Miriam Mushai, the Kwazana Member of Parliament. So now I think Marvelous Mklanganyawie got cut off, and I hope she's there now. So now we've got our guests lined up right now. We've got Mr. Mthandazo Thebe, who is a political activist. We also have Mr. Innocent Ndivali of EFF Zimbabwe. We also have Regis Vusango of ZANU-PF. So I'll ask Regis to actually cut and come back because we cannot see his face there. So now, starting with what is going on in terms of the envoys, maybe let's start with somebody who is a bit neutral. Mr. Mthandazo Thebe, what's your take on, you know, the ANC envoys? You know, they went to Zimbabwe and then returned to South Africa. And when they got back there, they said, you know, they are going to invite some political activists to join them in South Africa, or they'll go back to Zimbabwe to sit down with other stakeholders. So what's your take on that?
Thank you very much for adding me onto this program. And first and foremost, I'd like to also extend my condolences.
Can you get near your, I think your mic is a little bit off. We cannot hear you. So go ahead.
Okay. I don't know if it...
Now it's a bit clearer. Go ahead.
Okay. So I was saying, thank you for adding me onto the program. And also, I just wanted to also extend my condolences to the Mushai family.
Sorry, Mr. Thebe. I think your gadget that you're using, can you take your mic near your, you know, your mouth? Maybe it's going to work. You know, we are not actually hearing you properly. Yes.
So let me try and use this one. Maybe it will work. Maybe this one will work.
Yeah, okay. So try that, and I guess maybe it's going to work. So while you are still trying to prepare there, let's get in Mr. Innocent Ndivali of EFF. So, Mr. Ndivali, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Gibbs. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, so what's your take on the ANC envoys?
As we have already said, I'm sure you are aware, Gibbs, that EFF is not a South African issue, is an African revolution, which is in more than 10 African countries as we speak. So you heard in the last few days, our Commander-in-Chief, Comrade Julius Malema, was very clear that this is a waste of time. This is a group of fools going to meet each other and wasting our time. We see this as a waste of time. We see the ANC as a party that is not concerned about the suffering and the plight of the people of Zimbabwe. It is a party that is corrupt in its own right. It is a party that has let its people down. It is a party that is losing power to the EFF. It is a party that is keen to learn from ZANU-PF other than meet with ZANU-PF to discuss substantial issues that are affecting our people. So we see this as a waste of time, and these people are even wasting our resources in Zimbabwe by coming and staying in very expensive hotels using the very money that it should be used in schools, in hospitals, and in saving lives.
Can you put that in Ndebele very briefly?
Yetina esikubona lapha sibona iANC ehamba eZimbabwe ingalungiselanga ihamba okuvele kwakhulunywa ngucommander in chief ukuthi hayi zimpumputhe lezi ngoxamu nje abahamba bengakwazi abakulandileyo behamba besiyahlala phansi neZANU-PF bekholisa benatha amatiye lamakhekhe bediscussa ukuthi how bengahlala njani bona embusweni eSouth Africa njengoba kunje sebeluza umbuso to ibandla leEFF. So bahamba nje besiyadingisisa bengala anything to do labantu beZimbabwe. So nje abantu beANC sibona nje abantu abasimotshela isikhathi aba concerned about their stay in power other than ukuthi besize abantu bakithi bekhulule abantu beZimbabwe. They are not sibabonile begqoke ama-t-shirts awezanu-PF and sile belief ukuthi ngemuva bengakasuki vele kade bekhuluma ama very strong words. We have seen them talking about ukuthi i-crisis eZimbabwe ikhona, kule problem eZimbabwe, kodwa bathe sebefikile sebehlezi phansi labo Obedi Mpofu, sebehlezi phansi labo Chinamasa, sizwe sebekhuluma amanye amabala. So kukhulunywa ngabo challenges. So kodwa nxa bephenduka futhi eSouth Africa sebephinda futhi bekhuluma amabala lawana akade bewakhuluma bengakahambi, okutshengisa ukuthi basimotshela isikhathi. Baba Gibbs, we must be aware ukuthi abantu bakithi baduvekile, akuna mithi ezibhedlela, abantu bakithi bathunjwa ebusuku, abantu bakithi abaswele lapho abangahamba bekhala khona ngoba i-ANC is letting people down. I-ANC must abandon i-program yabo le, kube yi-program e-involve amanye ama-political parties such as o-EFF, ku-involve abantu abanjengabo Comrade Julius Malema, o-Comrade Floyd Shivambu, labanye nje abanye amanye ama-parties.
Yes, thank you so much. Now I think Tandazo Tebe is ready before we go to Mr. Taonda Sokora. So, Mr. Tebe, briefly, what's your take on what's going on? Now your mic is completely taken off. Can you do us a favor? Cut out and come back. And then I think maybe we are going to hear you. Or take off the earphones. Take off the earphones and then use an organic phone so that maybe we can hear you very well. So I think he's completely cut off there. So, Mr. Taonda Sokora, your take on what is going on, just briefly, sir.
Thank you very much for having me on the program. As the MDC Alliance, we remain hopeful that something is going to come out from all these efforts by President Cyril Ramaphosa. But of course, we are disappointed, just like we were disappointed last time around when envoys were sent to Zimbabwe and ZANU-PF got in the way. ZANU-PF looks like they're always getting in the way of progress. They are the ones who are trying to stop other countries like South Africa from helping Zimbabwe, you know, attain lasting peace. And we hope that they will definitely come back as they promised. But we remain hopeful. But going forward, we hope that President Cyril Ramaphosa is going to take his rightful place as AU chairperson and get all the other African countries involved in this issue, because indeed we have a crisis in Zimbabwe.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Sokora, and stay on the line. Marvelous, go ahead.
Aha, Tumbo enda kunava Zokora. Ndakati kutaura na mai Margaret Dongo nezuro, vachitaura ivo kuti vachiona nyaya yenhumwa iyi dzakauya kubva kuSouth Africa. Ivo semaonero avo vanga vari kuti nhumwa idzi dzanga dziri at a party level, asi dai nhumwa idzi dzanga dzakabva kugovernment, maybe dzaizosanganawo nevamwe vakadai semapato enyu eMDC Alliance nevamwe. Muri kutarisira here kuti South Africa ichatuma nhumwa kubva kugovernment kana kuti vachawedzera zvakare kuti nhumwa dzibve kubato ravo reANC riri kutonga muSouth Africa parizvino?
She had posed the question for you, Mr. Sokora. But anyway, let's go to Mr.
No, I didn't hear the question. I didn't even hear speaking.
Okay, no problem. So we'll come back to you. Let's go to Mr. Regis Busango of ZANU-PF. So, Mr. Busango, what's your take on what is going on in terms of these talks, you know, initiated by the ANC in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, thank you very much, comrades, I want to thank you for this opportunity. Yes, I think we have a confusion in the MDC alliance. You know, the problem of always assuming that you are the president of your political party, therefore you think you are in your dreams you are the president of Zimbabwe. That's the problem that also my colleagues from the MDCT, or the MDC alliance, like Brother Zokora, they should need to wake up from their sleep to understand and smell the coffee. These talks that are happening between ANC and ZANU-PF, I don't know if the MDC alliance is a revolutionary party in Zimbabwe. Likewise, ZANU-PF. So, if you, as the MDC alliance, had your colleagues in the struggle that brought the independence of the two countries in South Africa, then you would be part of these talks, especially the current talks that have been happening. They have whatsoever nothing to do with the MDC alliance and Chamisa and his colleagues. These talks are per party basis, and also per government basis. Without our sister party ANC in South Africa, who are the revolutionary party and also the party that is ruling in South Africa or running the government. In Zimbabwe, we've got ZANU-PF and we have also ZANU-PF running the government. So they are doing what we call bilateral talks, and I've said it before. So I don't know where MPC wanted to fit themselves in the bilateral government talks. They are not in government. They are not a revolutionary party. So we are setting our houses in order, us and ANC, in terms of what's going on in our two countries. That's why Baleka Mbete said and the colleague and his team, even legally, that Sesulu Zulu, what's her name there, she was very critical. She was a critic of the situation that she was told by the so fake news that is being spread around by MDC. When she stepped the foot in Zimbabwe, she could see that whatever that they say is a crisis. There is no whatsoever.
But Mr. Vusango, there are some people who are claiming that ZANU-PF is actually faking a lot of things, especially the video concerning the women that were allegedly abducted by suspected state security agents.
Yes. Let me go to that one. Mm-hmm. Let me go to that one.
Very, very briefly.
My brother, quickly, let me say this to you.
Yes.
As Zimbabwe, we need to stop being fooled by Chinese. Whatever comes out of his mouth, if we continue to believe it, we will end up misleading the whole nation. Look at this. When those girls were so abductedly called, who found them? Chamisa found them. How did he know that they were there? Why didn't he go there with the police? And you know, when they were examined, there was no whatsoever traces of sexual harassment or rape or whatever. There were no bruises in their back. There was nothing like that. But they say it was an abduction. I think it's time that Zimbabwe is going to rise against the notions that are being brought by Chamisa to turn around the situation in Zimbabwe to be a bad situation. That's why ANC has denied that we have no crisis in Zimbabwe. What we have is called challenges that we have in every other African country. And if you remember, many years ago, the president of Guinea came to Zimbabwe when Comrade Mugabe was in government. That's the time when they were putting sanctions on Zimbabwe. He came to assess by himself, and he said, I was able to be driven around almost the whole Harare, even to the high-handed suburbs. I don't see any police.
Thank you.
I don't see any problem. So we have no crisis, Mr. Zokora. Please wake up and smell coffee, my brother. This is the time that you need to wake up. You are not a young
person anymore. Thank you, sir. Marvelous.
Regai tiende kuna vajokora tichibvunza kuti muri kunzwa zvekutaurwa navavhusango vari kuti ivo aiwa munyika hamuna mapisha pisha tichidzokera zvakare kune vakashanya vaenhuma dzakabva kusouth africa tanzwa zvavari kutaura vavhusango tipewo pfungwa dzenyu imi seMDC alliance vachitaura zvakare panyaya yevhidhiyo yatanga tichiona ichitenderedzwa mudande mutande if you can give us your view on what.
Master, I want to support. Did you hear what Marvelous was saying?
If you didn't, so what's
your take, Shona? What's your take on what is going on? And you know, there are some videos circulating and all those things. Very, very briefly today, by giving each person 1.5 minutes to react to, I'll give you 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Right. The guy in tank, let me first of all respond to what Mr. Busango said. It's either he's naive of the situation in Zimbabwe, or he's completely ignorant, or it's both situations. The fact that ZANU-PF is calling upon the ANC to come and rescue it in Zimbabwe means there is something going on in Zimbabwe. It basically means that there is a crisis. President Cyril Ramaphosa would not be wasting state funds for South Africa, sending all these delegations repeatedly to Zimbabwe if there wasn't a crisis in Zimbabwe. So there is indeed a crisis in Zimbabwe.
We didn't ask them to come.
Please, 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 please wait. And then,
we did not ask them to come.
And then, Mr. Busango, can you please respect me? When you were speaking, I was quiet. So when I'm speaking, you're also supposed to be quiet. That's having a civil discussion.
The ANC delegation was not invited. They invited themselves, and because they are brothers and sisters, when visitors want to come to our house, we don't close our doors, my brother.
Let him finish. Yeah. Quiet, Mr. Work.
ZANU-PF is completely agreeing with what the international community, the regional community, including other political parties in South Africa, Mr. Malema, Mr. Mayamane, Mr. Salisando in Botswana, that there is a crisis. By inviting and agreeing to have South African envoys come and try to mediate in Zimbabwe, it's an agreement, it's an acknowledgement of guilt, it's an acknowledgement that things are not okay in Zimbabwe. And we as Zimbabweans don't even need to be told. It's only naive and ignorant people like Mr. Busango who say things are okay in Zimbabwe when there are 50 abductions that have gone on, that have taken place in Zimbabwe so far. If they continue to say these abductions are fake, why is ZANU-PF, with all its abundant resources at their disposals, the CIO, the police, the army intelligence officers, why have they not caught or exposed these people who are perpetrating these abductions? Why are they not arresting these people to prove to everyone, to prove to the whole world that these abductions are being done by ZANU-PF? It's them we have to prove us wrong. How can people injure themselves? How can people abuse themselves? We have doctors' reports. They are doctors' reports. Are you trying to go against the doctors that are employed by the government, that are employed in private hospitals?
Okay, gentlemen. Gentlemen.
The reports are there.
Don't worry. Mr. Busango, can you hold on? Mr. Sogora, hold on as well. So, Mr. Ndibali, you can hear what these two gentlemen are saying. What's your take on and the way forward, what should happen? I think that's where we should get involved.
Yes, the first thing that I want to say is that comrade, did you say comrade Busango or comrade?
Busango.
Okay, yes. That comrade is talking nonsense. That comrade is speaking rubbish. The people of Zimbabwe have suffered. He is not talking about the people of Zimbabwe. He's talking about ZANU-PF and ANC. He has absolutely no room for the people of Zimbabwe. He must be told to his face that he is talking rubbish. Okay? The next thing that I want to say is that ANC is wasting our time. What should happen is to abandon that ANC, ZANU-PF, lovey-dovey issue that is going on. Let us bring a multi-party intervention where ANC must not just defend ANC. They must defend a joint kind of a process which will involve other political parties such as the EFF. Because if you involve EFF, EFF will not take nonsense. Comrade Malema will not accept the nonsense of ZANU-PF. So this is why I'm saying ANC is wasting our time. Number two, MDC must also understand that they are part of this situation that is going on. MDC has been in power for the last 20 years. These guys have been governing local authorities. They have been failing as well. So they must accept the failure. They have failed, just like ZANU-PF. Udaga, olunyathelwe ZANU-PF, the MDC silunyathelile. So both MDC and ZANU-PF must not pretend as if there is a better devil among themselves. There is no better devil. MDC is equally as culpable. So what I mean with that, look at what has happened just recently in Bulawayo, Eluveve, Venatisa Abantu, Amanzi, Alen Megeza, Epuma Ebantuini. Abantu Bafile. So the last thing that I want to say, Mr. Gibbs, is that ANC must take the problem in Zimbabwe seriously. ANC must stop this nonsense of traveling between Zimbabwe and South Africa, promising and saying big words, big disambi.
Yeah. Okay. Three minutes is up. So I've been counting because I don't want complaints. So
just can you please respond? I need to respond on behalf of RPF because we have allegations.
Yes. So, yes. Go ahead. Go ahead. Put it in.
I'll put it in
English and Shona.
English and Shona. I think you can. Let me start with English because I know some want to hear the Shona. My brother who just finished speaking here. As the ZANU-PF, I won't go after you and try to, to call you names the way you called us. I know you're a kid in the block. You are new in the political arena, in the political game. So don't worry, my brother. You'll be aging. And when you are aging, you would understand how to respond and how to handle political issues. Right now, you are full of vengeance and vendettas. So I will not respond to you. I will directly respond to Malema. Malema, as you know, he has lost credibility. You see what he was doing, vandalizing property in South Africa. And then you say you want to be the leader of the same nation. It's just impossible. Nobody internationally will actually support you. And I think also on Malema, who created the EFF Zimbabwe, he's actually an agent of CIA.
Yeah, but be careful. Your time is running out.
Yes. Yes. So quickly, let me say it in short. ZANU-PF at the point we moved near a mouse. If we are an elephant, we will let the mouse do whatever it does to us because we know that a mouse will never kill us. Come election, my brothers, all of you, is the alliance and the so-called a mouse party there, an ants party, a mouse party, EFF, Zimbabwe, whatever you call your name. You should have found a better name than that, my brother. If you want to attract the
voters, you are not here to lecture me about the name of EFF. This is a revolution. There is nothing revolutionary about abducting people torturing people. You must know that there is nothing revolutionary about that.
You can't capitalize on lies. If you are a growing political party, try to be.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Fustango.
Don't form your political party on lies that are being.
Thank you, Mr. Fusango. Thank you, Mr. Fusango. Marvelous.
Manzwa zvanga zvekutaurwa neve ZANU-PF uyezve tanzwa kubva kune avo vari kumirira EFF vachitaurawo pamusoro pezviri kuitika muZimbabwe. Mukatipawo pfungwa dzenyu here mune zvavari kutaura izvi nekuti tiri kuona pane kunetsana kuri kuitika nekuti nhasi awa taita rombo rakanaka tabva tawana vari kubva kumapato akasiyana-siyana. Zvinofadza tinombonzwawo kwamurimi seMDC Alliance. Tinoona kuti nhasi September 11 zvakare muri kuwanikwa muchiwanikwa muchirangarira kutanga kwebato renyu asi tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya dziri mugango idzi.
Okay, go ahead. 3 minutes as you requested. So now everyone, 3 minutes.
Yes. Please, can you repeat Marvelous question?
So she was saying, say it in Shona about what is going on and maybe the way forward in Shona. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, regarding Tangani Uktanauti, only a confused person or a person who is benefiting from the system in Zimbabwe would deny that we have a crisis in Zimbabwe when we have 800% inflation rates, when we have 95% unemployment, when millions of Zimbabweans are living in South Africa right now, most of them in destitute, and that when we have our nurses and doctors 3 months or 4 months away from work, and the Minister of our Health and the President of the country is failing to do something about it, and people are dying in the hospitals. That's a crisis. Don't look at Avna Tete Marvelous. Isusu Sevana, Sevan MDC, Vanuziam Temo, Vanodavuti Minika Medu, Munge Mine Peace, Tloram Batitari Sirauti, Vasirio Ramaphosa, Vachaita, the right thing. Woe we are, Otuma Nunga Zavos Rakari, Sekutara Kavakaita Vasatua Buddha Munika, Kudvacha Zoka, Zoka, Zoskoona Van Uvese. Variku affect kwa ni situation ya Zimbabwe. Zanu PF ICO yega iri mudambudziko ratiri kuona iyi. Toda kuti nhumwa dzadzoka dzione vanhu ve MDC, ve MDC Alliance inotungamirwa navachamisa nemamwe mapato zvakare ari muZimbabwe. Ve ZCTU vanomirira vashandi, ma students ari kutadzwa kuenda kuchikoro nemitemo iri kuiswa na vamunangagwa. Nevamwe vacho vari kuti Varbunye Pera abductwa. Gava in the Vano Ona Anangarufumi. Ganava in the Vano Ona Anahopo. Vanyaso Tauri, Wachokwadi, Cheshu Kuitika, Muzimbabwe. Tunora Matakatari Sirabuti, Ramaphosa, Vashaita Saiso.
Hold on there, Mr. Taola Sokora. Let's hear whether now we can hear Mr. Mtandazo Tebe. Mr. Tebe, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Very can you hear me?
Yes, certainly, yes. So go ahead. What's the take on all what is going on and what's the way forward?
Well, I think I will also agree with those who have said that the visit by the
Your mic is very far. Can you get close to your mic? Get close.
Yeah. Yes, I will agree with those who have
No, Mr. Tebe, sorry, I think we still have got a problem. Your mic is being muted somehow, but talk and make sure you're in the right frame. When okay. You look at your, that's right. So quiet, sir.
Okay. I think the visit by the ANC is non-event. As they have said, maybe it was just a bipartisan visit, which again is worrying. It's a national issue, and I don't think it should just be, parties between each other just coming and talking. Secondly, the other thing that I want to point out is that I think in Zimbabwe at this point in time, we're experiencing a serious poor leadership quality from either the ruling party and also from the opposition itself. People really need to look at themselves. And with all due respect to all those MPs that are actually working on the ground and actually showing some results.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Tebe. All right, Mr. Baba Tebe. His voice yako iba drowned, so we're not quite sure what is going on, but something is not right. So can you be, ubenjalo, unachibiliki, unaziluto. We are not going to
talk. Okay. So I was just saying that I think we have a serious lack of leadership in Zimbabwe, from the government itself and also from the opposition. So I think people really need to look deep seriously into themselves and whether they are in these political parties or in government for the right reasons, which is the Zimbabwean people.
Issues
in Zimbabwe are national.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Tebe. Thank you so much. But I think we've got a very serious challenge with your audio. So hold on there. Let's get Marvelous back. Marvelous.
Ndangandisinganzwe hangu zvanga zvekutaura vatevi asi tombodzokera kuna vavhusango veZANU PF. Tichiti imi sekuona kwenyu zvii zvamunofungira kuti zvinogona kuitika mune ramangwana. Tisingaite zvekushushana zvatanga zvataona zvichiitika panguva yapfuura. Asi mombotunzwa kuti seZANU PF ndezvipi zvamakaronga kuti vana veZimbabwe vabude pamanheswa aripo parizvino. Havari kuti vari aripo imi muchiti hapana.
Thank you, Sister Marvelous. Gandhi Tower and Shona. I don't know if you want me to do it in English. I'll be quick. You're going to talk about the Karanga. He says, at one, we have ruled out a crisis in Zimbabwe, not a crisis, a Muna crisis. My challenges, yes, now. My challenges, they would be individuals. Some of us who are corrupt. not only in Zambia only. MVC Alliance,
Because this issue that we are discussing today, it's about the delegation, it's about the envoy from South Africa that has come to Zimbabwe, hosted by Zimbabwe, wasted taxpayers' money, and did absolutely nonsense and did nothing. So this thing of diverting us from the issues that are at hand, in Zimbabwe, there is a serious
Can you speak your language?
Even if Shona Yangu is not very, very fluent, but don't go on a
full Shona. I'm not talking about you speaking Shona. You are doing very well with Shona. The words that you are using, my brother, they are not constructive. You don't use the words stupid and nonsense.
Oh, no, I never said that.
From using those words, my brother. Please, thank you.
But I never said that, my brother. I never said you are stupid. I never used that word. It is a word that is in your head. I never used it. All that I said that you come up with.
How many times have you used the word nonsense? What is nonsense?
Okay.
The way forward, gentlemen, the way forward.
Okay, the way forward is that South Africa, SADC, AU must abandon this nonsensical approach to the issues of Zimbabwe. They must abandon this friendly, lovely, jubbly issue between themselves, calling themselves revolutionary parties. There is nothing revolutionary about negating people's freedoms, people's suffering. There is absolutely nothing revolutionary about that. So the way forward is that we need an inter-party delegation envoy that can engage the government of Zimbabwe, that can discuss substantial issues. There is nothing wrong with these guys visiting each other outside this process. But within this process, we must be serious. We must consider that people of Zimbabwe have suffered long enough. More than 40 years, the people of Zimbabwe continue to suffer. Look, the issue of the president, let me clarify this with Mr. Vusango. The issue of the president of Zimbabwe, soon after elections, we were the first party, the EFF, that said after the Supreme Court had ruled, we said, let us give President Mnangagwa a chance. We have never said it because of, we are not with MDC. But what we were moved from a situation where we were told that there are criminals around the president. Now there are criminals who are with the president. So it is the people like Malabu Vusango who are telling the president lies. There is a crisis in the country, and this crisis must be resolved.
So we have 10 seconds, Mr. Ndebele. 30 seconds, please.
Engikutshoyo ukuthi ubaba uVusango mayekele ukuthebetshela abantu beZimbabwe amanga. Mayekele njalo kubedlala ngengqondo zabantu beZimbabwe ngoba abantu beZimbabwe ngabantu abalolwazi kakhulu njalo ngabantu asebedubeke okubuhlungu. Abakufunayo ukuthi uhulumende wabo mayelungise ukwenzela ukuthi ezomnotho, ezempila kahle, ezeeconomy ziye phambili. Abantu beZimbabwe abafuni into zobudlwangudlwangu and abafuni into zobudlwangu ngabo. Makwenza into ezengqondo. The South Africa mayekele into zobumbulu. Ihamba up and down, isithi iyabuya, iyaphendula. Mayekele ubumbulu lo.
Siyakuzwa baba. Mavlas.
Tomboenda kuna vadzokora tanga tiri kunzwa zvanga zviri kutaurwa navavusango uyezve tanzwa kune veEFF vanga vari kutaura. Multiple pfungwa dzenyu kuti munoona remangwana rakamira sei tiri kunzwa nyanya vari kutaura vari kuti dai South Africa yakwanisa kuti iyo iwanikwe ichituma nhumwa dzakabatanidzwa dzakavhenganiswa kwete kuti nhumwa dzinobva kubato reANC badzi. So my question to Mr. Zokoro is that we've heard a lot of critics saying maybe President Cyril Ramaphosa needs to put together a delegation that has other players, not just the ANC. What's his view as the MDC alliance when it comes to the delegation that will again be going to Zimbabwe?
Mr. Zokoro, so Marvelous is asking, what do you think about having a delegation of different parties going back to Zimbabwe? Neshona. Briefly, our time is out.
3 minutes. Regarding Tangina Tanganyika, because Vanga Tukirira Msangano Edwaka Tukirira President Jamisa. But let me begin by saying we should not come here to a public forum and lie to the people of Zimbabwe saying Emmerson Mnangagwa is serious about addressing the issue of corruption. $80 billion, according to written records, this day is evidence to that. He has disappeared in Zimbabwe due to corruption, and no one is in jail for that. Minister of Health, Obadiah, stole $100 million, vachishanda nemwana waMnangagwa. Hapana zvakaitwa kwaari. Akangosvika achipiwa bail. Munhu akataura nyaya yekuti Obadiah akaba mari, ndiye akatopedza mazuva 44 ari mujeri, the whistleblower. Saka, is that a person who is serious about dealing with corruption? Koya nyaya vari kutaura kuti vachamisa vachitukirira vachamisa. Vavhusani zvavari kutaura zvinongotaura nemunhu akatsvira mumba ndobva azouya akutanga kutaura sokutaura kwavari kuita. Vachamisa, tinotaura isu kuti vachamisa navamunangagwa havana kukura kupfuura vana veZimbabwe. Vana veZimbabwe ndo vanofanirwa kuteererwa. vachamisa vakavhoterwa nevanhu 3.5 million. Nanhasa tataziya kuti iye munangagwa wacho vakawana mavhoti mangani. Saka vanhu ivavo vane kodzero yekuteererwa. Vanhu 3.5 million vakavhotera vachamisa vane kodzero yekuteererwa kana vaine zvavanenge vachitaura. Tiri kutaura pavanenge vachitaura nyaya yePoland. Vari kutaura vachamisa ngavasiyo vakadaro. Asi vachamisa ndo vakavhoterwa nevanhu vakawanda muZimbabwe mese. Saka vachamisa ndo vane vakawina 88 mamembers of parliament. Vanokontrola 80% yemacity councils. Saka you cannot ignore a person like that, and you cannot map a way forward in Zimbabwe leaving a person like that. The way forward in Zimbabwe, sekunzwa kwaitwa na Tete Marvelous, ndeyekuti vanhu vagare pasi titaurirane mapato ese, sekutaura kwaita Tete Marvelous, mapato ese emuZimbabwe agare pasi, paine munhu wekunze kwete wemuZimbabwe anenge achipiwa bhegi remari navamunangagwa, anenge achisokoswa navamunangagwa, anenge achiudzwa kunzi enda unotaura zvakati. Ndo zvatakataura ise MDC. Kuno tinoda munhu ari neutral, ari creditable, kwete munhu
anongwa
navamunangagwa onzi ngaagadzise nyaya. Vamunangagwa vagone kunhonga munhu nekuti ndo vari munyaya yamupara nzongoro ari pakati
pemhosva
yakapara. Saka hatinga
vasarudza
munhu anogadzirisa nyika kana unhu anogadzirisa zviri kuitika
muthank you so much. Babuteve singazvi kuti uyanonzwa kuda manje
nyakuzwa kakhulu
ye khuluma ukhonapho sivilunga chedi ungenzini. So what's the way forward?
The way forward is for the current leadership to really look at themselves really deep and see what they really are standing for, because the legacy that they are leaving behind at the moment is actually that they came into power and they are making the Zimbabwean people suffer. Similarly, like I said, with the opposition leadership, at this point in time, there's very, very poor opposition leadership. The options are very, very limited to the Zimbabwean people. And the people that are actually in opposition at the moment, they really need to really seriously look at how they are approaching the Zimbabwean politics. To sum up the Zimbabwean situation, I look at it as Animal Farm. If you've ever read Animal Farm, you'd know what I'm talking about, where the farm was taken up by animals who staged a revolution. And once they assumed power of that farm, they then again later on turn against each other. There's all the aspects of that book are actually in Zimbabwe, and it is life just the way it is. And we need to change that course of action, because from where I am looking at the moment, the supposed liberators are now the ones who are now abusing the Zimbabwean people, and it's not right. And the international community should really help us out in that one, because as it is, the Zimbabwean people are even scared to stand up for themselves and actually liberate themselves because of what happened with situations like Kukraundi, Murambatswina. You now have the likes of Opwell Chinono being arrested for highlighting issues. So the issues that I mentioned that are in Animal Farm, where if you raised your voice, the dogs would just eat you up. That's just exactly what is happening in Zimbabwe. And somebody needs to say something, or somebody needs to do something. This delegation that came into Zimbabwe, it's a non-event, because it just came and discussed with Zimbabwe. When a crime is reported, or when an issue is reported, you don't go first to address the one that is abusing the other person. You actually go to the person who is the victim. So in this event, it's unfortunate that the South African government has sent people to actually the people that are actually abusing Zimbabweans rather than the victims. So we have not been addressed. The justice is delayed in our case again. But it can only be a matter of time.
Thank you very much. Maybe your last word, Mr. Fusango. Just your last word.
I mean, they have lost the credibility even in the country. Chamisa has lost credibility from his own people. He's looking for legitimacy, which has never came and which will not come. The only way he can be legitimized is to come sit down with everybody at Pollard and not try to think that he's bigger than anybody else. He is not. Now, the way forward for us as Zimbabweans to prosper, our country can prosper within a minute, is if we all stay away from bickering and also work with the current president, because he has been approved to be the president of the country until 2023. Unless if we want to continue suffering until 2023, then we can continue doing what we are doing. We have no problem with the energy to waste doing what we are doing, but if we want the country to prosper, let's all unite behind the president of the nation, Comrade Edi Mnangagwa, and then after
Thank you,
by 2023, we go for an election and we choose the leader.
Thank you very much. Mr. Tibali, your last words before we go to Marvelous. Just your last word.
For us as EFF, we believe that all human beings, Mr. Gibbs, are equal. We believe that every Zimbabwean is entitled to respect, dignity, and equal justice. And we believe that every Zimbabwean must be afforded that opportunity to enjoy their country. So we believe that ZANU-PF and its friends, ANC over there, they are wasting people's time. They are not taking these issues seriously. It's unfortunate that the MDC for over 20 years have failed the people of Zimbabwe. So us as the EFF, the new kid on the block, we are coming to ensure that we revive what was lost. And we are not going to accept what ZANU-PF is doing to compensate the white farmers. We are going to reverse that and we are going to fight that. So my last key thing is that moving forward, a joint and inter-party delegation envoy must be sent to Zimbabwe to resolve the crisis that is prevailing.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chokora. Your last word. Yes, 10 seconds.
Yes.
Yes, quiet.
Vanawe Zimbabwe, varikuzviona kuti munhu arikukanganisa kuti nyika yedu igadziriswe ndiani. South Africa, Vasirio Ramaphosa varikuedza nepavanogona kuti vagadzirise zviri kuitika muZimbabwe. Asi vamunangagwa vanorambidza envoy kuti aone DC Alliance, aone vamwe mapato. Vari kuvarambidzirei, chavari kutya chii?
Thank you very much. And now I think we've come to the end of our program. But maybe let's give Marvelous a chance to pose the last question and somebody has to respond in 30 seconds. Marvelous.
I think ndombotinini panga pane analyst vanga varipo kunyangwe tisiri kuvanza zvedu. Vatevi, I'm not sure if he understands.
No, he doesn't. Go ahead.
So then I will maybe pose the last question. I think there was Mr. Tele, and sorry, the EFF a gentleman also posed the question to the MDC. Saying that they've been in power, they've been in existence for as long as ZANU-PF. So what different thing are they looking at bringing to the people? Because we see today is the anniversary of when they were formed.
That question has been very long, so it has covered 1 minute. So now I think, Marvelous, we've come to the end of our program today. We thank Mr. Mtandazo Tebe, who is a political activist, Mr. Tawanda Tsokora of the MTC Alliance, Mr. Regis Musango of ZANU-PF, and Mr. Innocent Ndibale, Economic Freedom Fighters, Zimbabwe. So thank you all, and let's meet again next time in our program, Live Talk. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube. Bye-bye.
I'm Marvelous Mzanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of COVID-19. Let's meet again next week.